USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is demanding an unredacted copy of the Mueller report, as he accuses, without any proof, Attorney General William Barr of misrepresenting the conclusions of the special counsel.
Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing.
Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler went on to say that both Special Counsel Mueller and Attorney General Barr will be called to testify before House lawmakers next month. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is set to introduce new legislation that would raise the national smoking age to 21 years old. The Republican lawmaker plans to introduce his bill next month. The bill would raise the national smoking age on all tobacco products and vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
Julie Lafrady, she's joining us with some of her favorites. Welcome, Julie. Now, we all know April normally is kind of rainy in most of the country. What are your best suggestions for those rainy afternoons to keep the entire family entertained?
Yeah, well, I'm always ready for an adventure, rain or shine. And, you know, plenty of families will be hitting the road or planning their spring break getaway. And according to Booking.com, some budget-friendly destinations to consider: Boston, Phoenix, and Biloxi, considered great for families and easy on the wallet. And this spring, the site is also offering some of those popular Easter deals, at least 20% off stays worldwide until May 6th. And no matter where you decide to go, their 24/7 customer service does make it really easy. Fewer headaches is always certainly a good thing. Well, we've got some great tips on our site, betterstuffforlife.com, and there's still plenty of time to book that next vacation.
Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is confirming North Korea launched a weapon on Wednesday.
It was a test.
It wasn't a significant altitude.
It's not a ballistic missile.
The test comes less than a week after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he's willing to sit down with President Trump for a third summit. On Thursday, President Trump is hosting an event featuring soldiers from the Wounded Warrior Project who are participating in the soldier ride. When presented with an award by the Wounded Warriors, the president jokes about placing it in the Oval Office for at least 6 years, then joked about a possible longer term.
This is really beautiful. This will find a permanent place, at least for 6 years, in the Oval Office. Is that okay? I was going to joke, General, and say at least for 10 or 14 years, but we would cause bedlam if I said that. So we'll say 6.
President Trump is spending his Easter at Mar-a-Lago Resort, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy 3 or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
If you're trying to eat a gluten-free diet, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has something you need to hear.
A new study finds that nearly a third of restaurant items that are labeled gluten-free actually contain gluten. Researchers from Columbia University finding the worst offenders are pizza and pasta. More than 50% of the samples labeled gluten-free ended up containing gluten. Now, gluten showed up more often in dinners than in breakfast items. Also, restaurant foods labeled gluten-free were less likely to test positive in the western U.S. than in the Northeast. The study is published in detail in the latest edition of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Astronauts at the International Space Station are awaiting their Easter baskets of treats arriving on Good Friday, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
We have liftoff of the Antares NG-11 mission to the ISS. Engines at full power.
That's the sound of a fresh load of groceries headed for the International Space Station after a launch from Virginia's seashore. Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket blasting off from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. The capsule with hardware and supplies should arrive by Friday, just in time for Easter. There's no ham on board, but NASA says they do have holiday food, including smoked turkey.
Thank you, Wendy. You can check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.